Okay, thanks everyone for coming out. Thank you, Jimmy and Joan, for having me. And big thanks to Erin Elizabeth Smith for welcoming Pretty Owl Poetry into the Sundress family. We're very, very proud to be affiliated with Sundress. And I can attest that the residencies in Tennessee are amazing. I'm going next month. I can't wait. And you guys should really check it out. They have some scholarships available, but it's about an 8-hour drive. It's a great time. Okay, so I just graduated from Pitt's MFA program, so I'm going to read from my manuscript and then hopefully do something a little different and fun at the end. I love like my mother without reason. She describes meeting him for the first time, his bum leg wrapped in a cast. 12 years her senior, he was jobless and living with his parents. What do you want with that old drunk, her father had asked. I don't tell you any of this because you just turned 34, and when I give you head, I can hear your mom talking on the phone through the wall. You turn up the TV so she can't hear the little pop my mouth makes each time I pull away. Poets complain that they don't ever really know who the you is in my poems, but I think about you all the time. Look, we don't have to marry. I'll buy you lunch any day. Thanks, Joe. Thank you. Okay. To be holy. In the order of the sun, an island of misfits ate only the white flesh of coconuts. This was 1902 in Papua New Guinea. I'm sympathetic to the idealism of cults, how their leader stayed for 17 years because he believed to be a cocovore is to be a theophage or eater of God. The term coconut is derived from coco, meaning head or skull, and it's erotic without trying, all those translucent juices, hairy exterior. Of course, he was a long-bearded nudist, but practical enough to bring a small library of books from Germany. When they found his body, he weighed 66 pounds, and I've always known to starve oneself is to be holy. Would like my pit of ovaries to be broken apart, to be a feast in God for many. I don't have like backstories to introduce these poems, so I'm just gonna plow through for the moment. Thanks, Margaret, I agree. Failure means a drowning death. To play the blackout game, you need two people. One person holds the throat of another until their vision tunnels and they slump helplessly. I stood by as a man did this to a coworker in the back of a restaurant. Her body convulsed on the cement floor, no more than 30 seconds, a slow day for business. When she came to, we tried the next dare, a spoonful of cayenne pepper. What I wouldn't do then to impress some guy who only wanted to see me suffer. I curl your thumb and fingers to shape the letter C. Place it just under my chin, guide your grip with the rhythm of thighs. Moment before I pull away a rapture, like how Houdini emerged each time from the metal milk can, stiff-legged and wet but alive. No, what am I doing? This is confusing. Okay. So I'm doing like a series of poems, all have the same title of My Body is a Poem I Can't Stop Writing, but I think I'm only gonna read one tonight. Yeah, okay. My body is a poem I can't stop writing. Delivered in a biodegradable box along with wildflower seeds, I remove the lid just once, ashes more brown than gray. And it's true, we all obsess over the body, the shape and size and why this face, these ears. I can comb my hair all day long and still it'll look flat. When my mother dreams, she sees herself as 16, tight jeans and big poofy hair, not the gray pixie cut or bright red glasses of a woman over 50. I keep sleeping with a man who won't commit. He likes my large ass in preference to be on top. When I look in a mirror, I can't stop looking. Oh, thank you. Okay. I wish my boyfriend would grow a mustache after Diane Wachowski. I understand Diane's love for men's mustaches on a spiritual level, how she compares a lover to her father when he doesn't come home. Maybe I should tell the reader that the man in my poems is always the same man. The father is always my real father. It's all real, and I can't keep anything private. Once, I sent a recording of myself to him before we started dating. I was picking strings all stilt-like, breathing heavy into the computer microphone. The song was Landslide, but I was too shy to sing the lyrics, and the whole thing was objectively mediocre. Just last week, I tried to say objectively and instead said objectionably, and I feel stupid when I make the smallest mistake, always get red in the face. I relate to so many of Diane's poems, her self-awareness and feeling desperate for a mustache man's affection. Am I domestic enough in this body? How much I'm like my mother in this way? Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm trying to keep an eye on time because I want to make sure there's enough. Do some other things. Okay, I'm gonna read the title poem from the chapbook that Joan mentioned. And the title of it bleeds into the body of the poem. I want to eat so many kinds of cake with you, and unbutton your pants, rub your hairy belly with my icing smeared cheek. I carve a lighthouse into the white layers, place chocolate-whittled horses with sugar bridles around the base. I make the sound of tidal waves in windy caverns with my breath. There are many birds and sea creatures in this creamy lake. You are a great blue heron swallowing my body whole. We never really love each other at the same time or in the same way. The plastic woman and the plastic man hold hands for eternity. I love like hearing the little sounds coming from the peanut gallery. This is great. So apparently I just breezed through all the poems I thought I was going to read. So I'm just gonna backtrack a little bit here and maybe read a couple more body poems. Usually I open with this poem because I like to like get the somewhat salacious stuff out of the way, and I was like, oh, this is like, I don't know how this crowd will feel about this stuff, but I'm just gonna read it. Like, why not? My body, Margaret. Margaret's commentary is like really great over here. Okay. My body is a poem I can't stop writing. Aware I would never love this body, even at conception, before the naming, I rock too big inside the pink of my mother. First fear, unspectacular drowning, red lid of my eye falling open. I can never make myself that small again, can't get inside the skin of another for wanting too much. When he fucks me in the ass, I pull his thighs closer. Pressure and pleasure have the same register when my body is bent in half. When my hand adjusts vibrations to a slow pulse, droplets of blood falling on cream sheets, a silhouette wetted in the dark, I carve out my womb. Skirt pulled down, my belly is curved enough, I buy pregnancy tests monthly. Despite my childlessness, I comfort myself by rubbing up and down the stretched skin, turn side to side. It isn't about motherhood, but how much I can fit inside. Okay, so I'm gonna do something a little different, and I'm going to have another poet, former roommate, and program, he was in the MFA program with me, Sam Korfman, come up here, and he's going to help me read an intro to the last poem that I'm doing. And Red Paint Hill, so the great thing about like living with a poet is like you get to do weird stuff. You can be like, hey, do you want to help me with like this recording thing? And he'll be like, yes. And so we recorded this, and when it was published, they actually had the recording with it, which was really cool. So Sam's going to come up. We're going to read this little like skit, I guess you could say, and then I'm going to read one last very short poem that goes, this is like an intro to the poem. And this is Sam.
Hello.
I'm Sam. He's also a really great poet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to read the title?
Yeah. Beyond Dying.
What else happened during the day?
I died.
What was that like?
Beautiful. It sounds vindictive, but it was beautiful.
How can that be?
I don't know. I felt like I was dying. I don't know how I came back. I don't remember that. I think I called for you, did I?
What does it feel like to die?
You're just like the thin air, that's it. You have no pain, no fear.
Did that scare you?
No, no fear at all. Very relaxed. If it's unusual, maybe it's me. I don't know, is it?
What?
Unusual to feel that way.
That it's relaxed to die? Other people have said the same.
Okay, so this is my last poem. Beyond Dying. Like the first photograph of Earth, opal drop against a velvet curtain of black. My mother combing the heft of my hair with her fingers, or yellow leaves overhead, legs pitching the body, neck tipped to an upside down sky. I was thin as nothing, a revenge for years of wanting to starve myself small. Mirror, mirror of light, I rocked in your warm bassinet, canopy of wisteria. Followed the feeling of no pain to a muddied stream, sound of the willows swaying, and there is no fear at all. Thank you.